If you're thinking about catching an exhibition this year, consider attending Cross Colors, Black Fashion in the 20th Century at the California African American Museum in Los Angeles. The exhibit runs through March 1st, and it showcases vintage textiles and media footage that explores the impact and influence that the groundbreaking fashion brand has had, particularly in the 1980s and 90s. Last October, I spoke with the clothing brand founder and designer, TJ Walker. Okay, 30 years ago. I'm not that old, TJ. What's going on?
You know, my business partner and I, Carl Jones, when we actually had someone come to us and say, you guys, it's 30 years,
yeah.
Right? And we were like, No.
That was 10 years ago. What are you talking about?
Of course it was 10 years ago.
I know. Well, take us back to that time, 1989, here in L.A., you and your partner, as you mentioned, your co-founder, Carl Jones, started this brand. You initially wanted to call it Cross Cultures, but decided on Cross Colors, Clothing Without Prejudice. That's a very bold name, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the meaning of that, especially during that time. We're talking 89, 90.
Right. Well, my business partner and I, we actually had the name, and we started with the name Cross Cultures because we really want something to be inclusive, and we wanted to identify with the culture. But when we actually did our research, we actually found out that the name was taken. And because we had done so much branding and so much design work based on the two C's, we decided to do Cross Colors. Mm. And our marketing director actually is, he's actually from Jamaica. And the way we spell it is actually from the British way of spelling it. So we kind of put a twist on it.
C-O-L-O-U-R-S.
Yes, instead of the normal way, or at least the American way. Yeah. So with that, too, the name actually had a great and deeper meaning for us, too. And it actually came during the 89, 90s. There were a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Gang violence.
Gang violence and those kind of things. And so with that, the gangs themselves were identified by colors. I know it here in Los Angeles. And we wanted to do something that kind of, you know, dissolved that and kind of unified that too as well. So that too is really a huge part of why we actually call the brand Cross Colors.
Yeah, a bringing of all of those primary colors.
Yes, to bring them together, you know.
You and your co-founder, Carl, were very astute to street fashion in conceptualizing this. You took a trip to New York to People Watch. What did you discover?
We actually were taking trips to New York for inspiration and also doing some research, you know, in terms of trying to see what we were going to do. And with that, we actually, on occasion, we would just sit and watch, and we saw, and even on the subways and things like that, we saw how the youth were dressing at the time. Mm. They were dressing with the hoodies and the pants and
these big
the
pants
big
that
pants,
are several
oversized.
Sizes too big.
Yeah, they would be a size 30, and they'd have on a size 36 pant, and it would be all belted, but the waist didn't fit. Mm. So we decided we would actually do something that actually helped to support that. And at that time, we called it the hookup.
The hookup.
Yeah, it was all the way from the head to the actual toe of the actual individual to actually make sure we actually had everything coordinated for them.
Yeah, and that became a signature look of that time. Other brands started to kind of take notice and change their aesthetic as well.
Right. At the time in 89, there weren't many colors that were actually represented in the stores. They were usually like just khakis and navy and black. But we actually went to do something to actually kind of turn the tide on that as well, you know, with the colors that we actually had.
Taking from street fashion, I think the first person I remember wearing Cross Colors was Will Smith and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then you were just everywhere. We're talking In Living Color with Jamie Foxx and Jim Carrey. The group TLC wore Cross Colors. Snoop Dogg, Muhammad Ali, even Stevie Wonder.
I saw him in overalls.
He came
to our facility quite a bit.
Yeah, really?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was like part of the family.
Wow.
And I think that's what was so amazing about the brand is that people were just gravitated to the brand. And they felt ownership of the brand, too, as well.
Do you think it was the message as well as the aesthetic?
Definitely the message. I mean, we started with, you know, saying that we wanted to, you know, focus on things like education and unity. And our tagline itself, you know, which we still use today, Clothing Without Prejudice, is really the DNA of the brand.
We're going to get to today, but the early 90s was really interesting because it was a special time for Black designers. I mean, of course, there were you guys, Cross Colors, but I remember FUBU,
right.
Mecca,
Iniche.
Yeah.
Which
Iniche.
We always had a problem saying that.
Yeah.
Iniche, P&B. There were so many brands, but they seemed to soften and fade away as we got into the mid and late 90s. Was that a coincidence or... what was the reasoning or something more?
A big reason was, I think, is because of what we call trends. Mm. You know, things trend in and they trend out. I mean, today we have a resurgence of it because everything's cyclical for the most part, and it comes back. But I think it's back in a different way this time,
too, describe
as well.
What you mean.
Well, there's a deeper rooted movement going on, you know, where the youth are actually wanting to see some change in things. And I think we are kind of representational of that change that was back in the 90s because it changed when we came about. But not that we're the only ones. I'm just saying that people are now back to natural hair and these things that are more in terms of thinking of the environment and humanity, too, as well. Mm. I think those are the things that are enrooted and getting ingrained into the youth today, which I see is really, it's really nice to see.
It's nice, and they've discovered your brand. I want to know, you all came back in a very intentional way in 2014. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that the youth were gravitating in this direction, or did you just say, hey, we're going to start, and then they came to you? What was first?
Well, you know, I think we felt that it was time to bring it back. I mean, things like Cardi B, Bruno Mars wearing the product and loving it, and just things happening organically with the brand. And we actually kind of, we have to follow along.
With the brand. Yeah, with the brand and
what people want with the brand.
There is now a Cross Colors exhibit at the California African American Museum here called Cross Colors, Black Fashion in the 20th Century.
Yes.
It follows the historic route of the brand created for Black youth culture back in the day. What do you want people to take away from this retrospective?
You know, I think that's what I want them to take away, the retrospective, because they curated in a way where they can go to a historical perspective of who the individuals were that we actually based the colors on, the movements that were actually relevant for the brand and how it actually helped impact us. I don't really want to give a lot away about what they're going to see, but they're going to be overwhelmed. Mm. I was.
You
and
were
I
overwhelmed.
Am. I am.
Tell me that feeling when you walked in and saw
it. It's overwhelming, but also the educational value of the brand. Not just people of color, but people all over should actually learn how to see from the eyes of others, basically. Because I think we don't do that enough.
That's Thomas T.J. Walker, co-founder of Cross Colors. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya.
We asked you to share some of your favorite cross-color memories with us. Here's some of what you shared.
My fondest memory of cross-color, I just remember being so happy, being that I was involved heavily in hip-hop, that it was a black-owned brand that came out that was influencing the culture that I was so much in love with.
My Cross Color story really basically reflects on how it hit the scene hard and fast. As a person who actually followed fashion, even as a kid, it was extremely important because it was literally the first time that I saw a brand that looked like it was made for us.
I was about 12 when Cross Colors really took off. I went for back to school shopping that year, and I got myself a cross color short set. It was like a baseball jersey and some shorts to go with it. And I wore my cross colors and was so proud of it at school. Not just cool clothes, but it was also like a cultural statement. So I was really proud of it. It was dope.
It's late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Summer, got girls there.
I spoke with T.J. Walker last fall.
In the water plug, just for old time's sake, break to your crib, change your clothes once more, because you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how...